explorers Borge Osland and Vincent Collier are skiing the Stikine Ice Field in Southeast Alaska and British Columbia. The journey is part of a decade-long project to traverse the world's 20 largest ice fields. So far, they've crossed masses in Patagonia, Chile, and Svalbard, Norway. The two men started skiing on the Stikine Ice Field May 9th. Beforehand, KTOO's Lisa Fu joined them on a trip to the grocery store.
I find Borge Osland and Vincent Collier in the baking aisle of Foodland IGA, standing in front of the oils. Osland says they're looking for sunflower oil for breakfast.
Because we need to boost the porridge with some extra fat, because we need a lot of energy on this trip.
This is something they have to consider that other people normally don't. Does something have enough fat? Osland struggles with this when looking for string cheese. He reads the nutrition stats on several.
So try these ones. Organic cheese strings. 16 of those.
One for each day. Osland says the trip will likely take 12 days, but they're shopping for 16 to be safe. Osland is 52 and from Oslo, Norway. He's done about 30 expeditions that have taken him to places like the North Pole, the South Pole, and the Himalayas. And he does them unsupported. That means no help along the way, no caches of food, even on months-long trips.
The longest trip I've done was when I crossed the Arctic Ocean solo from Siberia to Canada. It took me 83 days.
On that trip, he started out with more than 400 pounds of food and gear, which he carried on his back and pulled on a sled.
That's heavy.
For crossing the Stikine ice field, Osland says they'll each be carrying about 120 pounds.
So this is lightweight, but we still have to be careful and take it seriously and, you know, do the right thing.
The idea behind the long-term expedition is to shed light on how climate change is affecting glaciers. They document their journeys with glacier measurements, notes, and photos. One of their sponsors, National Geographic, outfitted them with a video camera.
And we go out there to show the world what's happening and how it looks like. Because, you know, you can't just draw things on the map or listen and read to scientific reports. Someone has to visualize it. So we're not scientists, but we're the eyewitness to the climate change.
Osland also sees these trips as a way to pass down knowledge to 29-year-old Collier. Collier is from France. He says he first communicated with Osland, who he calls his hero, by email when he was 19.
One day I was harassing him that I really wanted to go on a trip with him on a sailboat around the North Pole. And he said, yeah, okay, we give you a chance.
Since then, Osland has been Collier's mentor, friend, and expedition partner. Collier says he's learned the importance of preparation and how to be meticulous.
I saw him packing things. And everything is extremely organized, so when you're on the field, you don't think about where's this thing and where's the other.
He's learned it's important to practice the same steps of setting up and packing up camp over and over, even when the weather is nice and calm.
So when it's really windy and you're alone and you want to pitch your tent, you have to make sure that you have a nice procedure, because if you're in the middle, let's say, of an ice cap or Greenland or on the sea ice and you lose your tent is like the only refuge that you have. So you're done. If you lose a tent, you can just call for emergency.
What he's not so sure about at the moment is chocolate. He stands in front of dozens of choices and zeroes in on the milk chocolate Cadbury bar. I suggest the caramel bar.
No, nothing. No liquid inside.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, no liquid.
How about dark chocolate? You're more milk than dark?
Yeah, we need a little more sugar also. So,
He goes back to the milk chocolate Cadbury.
Do you think I can just open one and then I can pay and I can try it?
You must have had Cadbury, no?
Yeah, but not this one.
He opens the wrapper.
Yeah, that will do the job.
Besides chocolate, string cheese, and sunflower oil, Collier and Osland's carts are filled with nuts, raisins, dry milk, beef jerky, toilet paper, and several bags of potato chips. Those get crushed into crumbs, then packed in individual Ziploc bags. For this trip, Osland isn't bringing one of his standbys.
Normally I bake a cake, which is almond cake with egg cream, and I bring on the trip to celebrate the small victories, especially on the long trips. You know, there is always something to celebrate, my son's birthday or when I'm halfway or things like that. You need something to look forward to.
Of course, the real motivator is the journey itself, Auslan says, the adventure, finding out what's after the next curve, what's beyond the next ridge. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.